Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and joining me today is activist, organizer, and third-generation Brooklynite, Mr. Chi Osei, one of the youngest candidates for the Brooklyn City Council seat to represent District 36. But I believe he has a lot of experience to tell us about. Share with us.
Absolutely. So I am the youngest candidate running in the 36th district out of the four other competitors that I do have. I'm coming to the table with both life experience, organizing experience, and a little bit of political experience as well. I was really engaged in politics when Bernie Sanders ran his 2016 campaign and included people from all ages, all backgrounds, all colors into the political fold. I campaigned for him, phone banked, canvassed for him, and really started to like this political process. This past summer, I founded an activist organization called Warriors in the Garden. We were at the forefront of the Black Lives Matter protests this entire past year, helped repeal 50A on the statewide level, and help end qualified immunity on the city council level. Another thing that I am bringing to the table is I am a third-generation Brooklynite. You know, I grew up in North Crown Heights. I've seen the changes that my community has gone through over the past couple of years, and many of those changes aren't working for my neighbors. So instead of waiting for another candidate that shares my beliefs and my vigor, I took it upon myself to jump into this race and be the next council member of the 36th.
Well, tell us two of the main concerns mm-hmm. of the residents of District 36 and mm-hmm. how you would consider addressing those mm-hmm. concerns.
Right. So my grandmother, she's a 95-year-old woman from Haiti. She moved here many years ago. She calls me every single day to tell us that people are trying to force her to sell her home due to deed theft or a third-party transfer. This story is not an isolated one. You know, affordable housing is necessary here in the 36th District. Our past electeds have been tied to these developers that have been selling out our communities left and right, and we need the next council member to step up to the plate and make sure that we keep our people housed. And two, another issue that I think is seen as a secondary issue is sanitation. You know, we jump every time we see a rat in our community. The trash isn't picked up as it would be picked up in a Park Slope or a Cobble Hill. I'm running within my first 100 days in office to refund the sanitation department so that we can keep our streets clean and show our people that the government cares about them.
During your campaign, you've picked up some major endorsements. Tell us about some of these folks that really believe in you and pushing for you to win right now.
Absolutely. So I am the candidate with the most amount of endorsements in the race. I'm the youngest candidate to be endorsed by the New York Working Families Party. This past weekend, I was endorsed by Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's Political Action Committee. I've been endorsed by a couple unions, the Freelancers Union, CIR, SEIU, the Laborers International Union, which incorporates many jobs in North America, especially on the East Coast. We did pick up a decent amount of endorsements because people recognize the future of change that we are bringing to the table when it comes to governing here in Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights.
For those of us who are out there and they're listening and they say, I want to support his campaign, how can they stay connected to you mm-hmm. and how can they keep following you?
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, the election's coming up. Early voting starts on June 12th and the election day is on June 22nd. So the number one way you can support me is by voting for me and ranking me as your number one. But please check out my vision for the community and compare it to the others that are running. You can head to my website at OSSE2021.com and also check out my Twitter and Instagram at OSSE2021. As well. But please stay in touch. Reach out if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, because we're helping our neighbors now, and feel free to reach out.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we thank our listeners for participating today. And say the name, say it loud and proud so they know for the number one choice.
Chi Osei.
Thank you so much. This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People Power in Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.